We may roll our eyes, but Mozart is frequently described in modern sources and popular culture as the rock star of his time, the 18th century. This comparison is an anachronistic metaphor, but it's used to convey Mozart's immense popularity, exceptional talent, flamboyant personality, and ability to generate widespread excitement among his audience. While some historians argue that no classical composer could achieve the same level of mass fame or charisma such as a modern rock star, Mozart still did have a special, unique cultural impact and persona. Just think of the 1984 movie Amadeus and the 1985 hit song Rock Me Amadeus by Austrian pop star Falco, and we could have some fun. That from Georg Pradalta of Interlude. One of the things that is also true is that Mozart's operas were so loved that their melodies became part of everyday life. People would whistle them in the streets, in the cafes, and even in their homes. And the immense popularity of Mozart's compositions took root in Vienna. And The Marriage of Figaro, Don Giovanni, Così fan tutte were not just performed then in the theaters, but echoed through the city's streets. And in addition, not just the lovely sounds like this from Don Giovanni, you can hear it, can't you? Whistling through the streets, people loving this melody and falling for it. But in addition, there were publishers and arrangers who seized on Mozart's arias and quickly made arrangements for string quartet, string quintet, wind ensembles of various sorts. And it was then possible for the amateur music maker to play, perform music of Mozart as well in smaller ensembles. Does anything like that happen today? Do musicians make instrumental transcriptions of the real rock stars, the rock stars of our time? The Green String Quartet has spent many years performing popular pieces for string quartet arrangements, such as this one. An interesting footnote is the observation Wiebke Thormaechen makes that during Mozart's day, there were theorists who believed that chamber music, as well as opera, had inherent emotional appeal and was at least in part an actual physical force because music could express, even without words, myriad passions as it sets the nerves in our body in motion. That from the essay, Playing with Art. Well, certainly this can do that too. Set the nerves in our body in motion. And so, like the folks in Mozart's time who would dine while listening to wind arrangements of his arias from his operas, and those whistling along the streets of Vienna, we have a chance to have a really cool experience this Thursday as a string quartet from the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic performs arrangements of favorite tunes by the real rock stars of our day. Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Bruno Mars, and others. And that's while we dine lightly and sway in a spirited way to the tunes we know and love. Chasen Goldschmitz is executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and he stopped in at the WVIA studios to invite us to this special candlelight concert. But first we asked him about the recent performances of Mozart's Requiem in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton.
We were so incredibly thrilled by the audience response to our candlelit Mozart Requiem concerts. It's been a while since we've been able to put on a classical orchestral performance in both Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. And we were just so incredibly thrilled by the opportunity to sell out not one, but both of those concerts at St. Stephen's in Wilkes-Barre and St. Luke's in Scranton. So it was so heartwarming. And we got such amazing feedback from patrons as people were exiting and just found it to be such an exhilarating and moving experience with the candlelit Mozart Requiem preceded by the Hannah Haverlitz Chorale for Strings, this gorgeous, absolutely heartbreaking work. We had a moment of silence right in between the two that that Melisse wanted to make sure that we had, and it was just an absolutely moving performance. The soloists were fantastic, and the Marywood University Concert Choir there, we're always so excited to work with our many choir friends and partners, and this concert was with the Marywood University Concert Choir and Rick Hoffenberg, and they just did an absolutely fantastic job.
What's so wonderful is that you're here and you're going to tell us about the next concert, and it is opposite, right?
Very different, but in some ways similar in terms of the vibe. So this is going to be a concert on Thursday, November 6th at 7 o'clock at Lace Village in Scranton. So this will be another candlelit performance, but this will be a Pops string quartet. So very different feel from a Mozart Requiem, and it's going to be music from all sorts of contemporary Pops artists and songwriters. So we have everything from Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish to Bruno Mars, Pink Floyd, Ariana Grande, Maroon 5, Shawn Mendes, and we also have works by Chris Bowers, who wrote the theme from Bridgerton. So there's a lot of Bridgerton and Bridgerton arranged music on the program. But then certainly a lot of the program has that same kind of a vibe. It really allows you to dive into some very interesting melodic complexity and harmonies and textures that you may not realize are inherent to a lot of really popular Pops tunes. But it just it brings them all to such a whole new light when you have them in this setting, all arranged for string quartet.
Are the arrangements out there waiting to be performed, or have you, remember you were up at the wonderful Harmony in the Woods and you yourself were doing some arrangements?
Yes, that was Regina Sales' performance at Harmony in the Woods. And most of the arrangements for that concert were one of our violinists, Chris Souza. I did just one of the of the arrangements on that concert. For this particular concert, I think just about everything, all of the arrangements were pre-existing, because these are more popular works, and so others have arranged them for string quartet, but it's still not too common that you see them all on one program in that way. And we're really excited to bring this candlelit atmosphere to this beautiful venue, Lace Village, which it's the old lace factory in Scranton, and it's turned into event spaces and housing and apartments. And so it's this whole complex, really beautiful architecture there. And we'll be in the main inside event space, which is this gorgeous brick and industrial setting with all these beautiful columns. And even though it will be a candlelit concert like the Mozart Requiem and the Carbondale concert that we also had earlier this month, another aspect of the format for this is the same as our concert last month at Montage Mountain, and that is, this is our second of two, what we're calling Savor the Sounds concerts. And that is, instead of just row seating, standard seating, as you might have for a particular concert. This will be premium table seating, and there's small bites that are included with the price of the ticket. So it's lots of little hors d'oeuvres and bites, and you really get a different kind of an atmosphere like this. It's much more casual, you relax, you have a bite to eat. And there is also going to be a cash bar with some signature drinks as part of this program. And we're really thrilled to be able to do this at Lace Village. We received some really great support from several sponsors, certainly the Stepini Family Foundation and Dr. Seth and Carolyn Fisher, who sponsored the Chamber Series and the Pop Series, respectively. JP Morgan Chase also has underwritten this particular concert. And then we've also received a sponsorship from Net Credit Union. So we've received a lot of really great community feedback, community support, as well as interest in attending this concert. And the tickets are going fast, as they as they had for the Mozart Requiem. So we anticipate them going pretty quickly through the rest of this week for the Thursday 7 o'clock concert.
It is so exciting that you are able to provide many occasions, as you have with the Chamber Series, for audiences at large to have a chance to interact with the musicians in a more intimate way.
Absolutely. And that's what we love about the Chamber Series, is that it allows the Philharmonic musicians, our absolutely fantastic standout musicians, to have a little bit of a closer interaction, just as you said, with audience members. So it's not just going to be a concert where you sit, you hear music, and you leave. It's an opportunity for the musicians to talk a bit about themselves, to talk a bit about the music as they're playing it, talk about the arrangements, and to have that more one-on-one experience. You know, if you have a question for a musician, you can go talk to them afterwards. And there's a lot more intimacy as far as these chamber concerts go. And, you know, a lot of them are a little bit more on the classical side, but we are really excited to bring in additional concerts on top of the more classical oriented chamber concerts, ones that are a little bit more flexible in terms of genre. Things like the Harmony in the Woods concert we did in August. We were so excited to be there with Regina Sales and a string quartet, and then certainly here at Lace Village with a different string quartet of our musicians.
If we have any interaction, for example, if I have a chance to do an interview with a Philharmonic musician, I always get the sense that they really care about this area.
Absolutely. And our musicians come back again and again to our orchestral concerts and to our chamber concerts to perform because they love this region. They love the people. They love the patrons. They love Melisse, and of course our patrons love Melisse as well. And we're just so excited to have so many musicians who have such longevity with the organization and with the orchestra, to the point where there are patrons who know many of them by name, or they'll know some of the patrons by name. We also, in the last couple of years, started a program whereby our patrons can host Philharmonic musicians when they're in town for either a chamber concert or an orchestral concert. And we're always looking for more hosts. So if you're interested in hosting a Philharmonic musician for a concert, definitely reach out to our office. Just call our office at 570-270-4444 or reach out to us on our website. We're always looking for more hosts. If you host a musician, you get comp tickets to that concert. And it's just an opportunity to even get a further one-on-one interaction with the absolutely fantastic musicians. And the other thing is that our musicians are just such wonderful people too. And we love our musicians, and we're so grateful to have them as part of the orchestra, and we're so grateful to have them here for our region as well.
You still have a number of concerts before the end of the calendar year.
The Philharmonic is so looking forward to our holiday offerings this year. We have a lot throughout November and December. So after our Thursday, November 6th, Pops Quartet, Candlelit Pops Quartet concert at Lace Village, on Friday, November 21st, we kick off the holiday season in a way with a brass quintet concert, a candlelit brass quintet concert under the rotunda of the Luzerne County Courthouse. Absolutely beautiful architecture, gorgeous acoustics, and we have a really, really fun program of all different brass quintet repertoire, including potentially some antiphonal things using the architecture of the space. So you'll definitely want to come and check it out, but it'll just be a really stunning candlelit and brass-filled experience that will really fill you with 360 degrees of music in that rotunda and beautiful space. And there will be a couple of holiday tunes on that program as well, just a nice kickoff to the season. And then we have on Saturday, December 6th, the big Philharmonic holiday concert in Scranton. And that's at Saturday, December 6th at 7 o'clock. All concerts through the rest of this calendar year are at 7 o'clock. So the Lace Village, the brass quintet concert, and the holiday concerts with the orchestra. So Saturday, December 6th, the NEPA Philharmonic is at the Scranton Cultural Center, and that will be a candlelit holiday concert with the full orchestra. And that is holiday favorites. We are bringing back, as always, Ballet Theater of Scranton will be joining us. They do an absolutely amazing job. Joanne Arduino is so wonderful to work with each and every year. And we also have, we're very excited to have with us the concert choir of the Abington Heights High School, who last joined us for our co-collaboration with WVIA, which was Palma a couple years ago. And they are doing a really fantastic job. We had a rehearsal with them a couple weeks ago, and we're very excited to be having that choir join us for what is going to be a really wonderful and, you know, I want to say intimate because it'll have that vibe with the candles, but it, of course, it's at the Scranton Cultural Center. But it'll be just something really special, we hope. And we have some special guests from the North Pole, but also a few other surprises in store for that concert for sure. So that is definitely something that's fun for the whole family, really great. And then for Wilkes-Barre, we're doing something a little bit different this year, and that is that our Wilkes-Barre concert will be an entirely different program, and that will be on Saturday, December 20th at 7 p.m. And that we are really excited to bring a beautiful animated film called The Snowman, which is from 1982. It's this beautiful 25-minute film with gorgeous animation, beautiful music, and no dialogue. And it's all about a snowman coming to life and the imagination behind the joy of winter, of holidays. And the orchestra will be playing the music live as you are watching the film on screen. And we are pairing that with its follow-up, its sequel, and that is The Snowman and the Snow Dog. And both are incredibly fun for the whole family, definitely very deep, meaningful. A couple of tears will definitely be part of them as well, but it's really two really wonderful 25-minute short films with the orchestra performing the music live, and in between we'll have some sing-alongs for the holidays along with additionally, some special guests from the North Pole will be coming back to join us for that as well. So two really fantastic and, for the first time, different programs in the two cities. So we have Saturday, December 6th at 7 p.m., Candlelit Holidays with the Orchestra and Ballet Theater of Scranton and the Abington Heights High School Concert Choir, Saturday, December 6th at 7 p.m., and then Saturday, December 20th at 7 p.m., we have The Snowman and then The Snowman and the Snow Dog live in concert, and we actually are joined for that one by Scranton Civic Ballet, different company, also wonderful to work with, and they will be having some surprises in store for that particular program as it relates to The Snowman film. So two really great programs. Definitely, if you're a fan of the NEPA Philharmonic holiday concerts, definitely get your tickets to those and come to both. It'll be a great opportunity, particularly with The Snowman coming in just before the holiday breaks. It'll be a really great end of the year celebration.
It's part of your vision to integrate the orchestra into our lives and to help us understand that it's your, as you always say, your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic.
Absolutely. And this is, well, Melissa's vision. It's certainly not just me, but it's instead, it's all of us at the orchestra. An absolutely fantastic staff, an amazing music director with Melissa Brunet and her incredibly creative artistic vision. You know, an amazing board of directors that has really brought this orchestra to its heights in terms of its integration and support within the community. And then, of course, exactly as you said, we are your NEPA Philharmonic. And we would not be here without the incredible community support. And both in terms of supporting the orchestra financially, supporting the orchestra by coming to concerts, and supporting the orchestra through various community partnerships. All of that is incredibly important, and we are so fortunate as an organization to have that deep community support, because ultimately that's what we're here for. As an orchestra, we are here to create meaningful experiences for Northeastern Pennsylvania. And beyond just the concerts on stage, it's going into schools and providing school visits and senior center visits and library visits. And we're actually going to be working with Wyoming Valley West Middle School in a couple of weeks when our brass quintet is in town. They're going to be coaching the concert band students in preparation for the PMEA All-State performances coming up in the spring. So we're really thrilled to be able to do that. And that's just one example of the opportunities that we get in terms of partnering with local schools and nonprofits and other organizations, because it's important for us to value the community in which we serve. And we want to do everything we can to use music and the arts to improve the health and well-being of our community and to create profound and meaningful experiences.
Please tell us then, Jason, how we can take part in any or all of these performances.
Absolutely. So if you go to nepaphil.org or call the box office at 570-270-4444, you can get tickets to any of the NEPA Philharmonic's upcoming concerts.
Jason Goldschmitz, Executive Director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, speaking with us about the concerts that will be taking place before the end of the calendar year. This very week, this Thursday, the 6th of November, at 7 in the evening, at Lace Village in Scranton, 1315 Meinert Avenue, it will be a string quartet from the Philharmonic, the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic String Quartet, and they will perform classic pop favorites from Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, and more, arranged for string quartet. Bridgerton vibes, as they say. Savor the Sounds returns. It's going to be a candlelit pops quartet performance. There will be premium table seating, small bites, signature drinks. And so with your general admission ticket, you get the chance to savor the wonderful foods that will be on offer. And as well, there will be a cash bar. and 3 signature Philharmonic cocktails. There is a chance to go to the website and find out more, and that is nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org, Candlelit Pops Quartet at Lace Village in Scranton, 1315 Mylert Avenue, and it's this Thursday, November 6th at 7 in the evening. The next performance by Philharmonic musicians in November will be at the Luzerne County Courthouse under the dome, and that will also be at 7 in the evening, and that's November 21st. And there are many more. We heard about the greatly anticipated annual holiday concert that will be December 6th at the Scranton Cultural Center, and another concert in Wilkes-Barre at the F.M. Kirby Center screening holiday films, The Snowman, and the sequel to The Snowman, while the orchestra under Elise Brunet performs the soundtracks. So for more information, nepaphil.org.